This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers, the men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Joining us right now from Underground USA, that's undergroundusa.com, the podcast, the great articles he writes, and the other things that he's involved in, is Frank Salvato, home of tomorrow's news tonight, because that's what you do when you're here, right, Frank?
You're giving a shot anyway.
Yeah. All right, there you go. There you go. All right, go back inside. There they go. They came out just to let you know that they were there. By the way, that's not the same bunch that closed the bar at 2 o'clock either.
Very well coordinated.
Right. So let's see if we can say the pledge. Are you ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, I got to start out with something that came out over the weekend. I have a lot of friends that went to Washington, D.C. on January the 6th, and I'm sure you know some people that did too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And so far, 500 people have been arrested in connection with the January 6th insurrection in D.C. Some are misdemeanors. People have been locked up for more than 100 days, and the inspector general came out with a report over the weekend talking about these people. And we found out in this report a new jail was opened just for them. In an old, unused gymnasium in Washington, D.C., where many have yet to see a judge or been into court for anything. Now, this is something in this country that's unheard of. But the real insurrection, in my opinion, was not what Nancy Pelosi called an armed insurrection, when I defy her to tell me where all the arms were that these people didn't have. And what Antifa and BLM had when they burnt down cities like, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, Chicago, Minneapolis. I could go on, Baltimore. I could go on. But why do that when it's very obvious that somebody is it's a two-sided coin, isn't it, here? Or what's going on?
Well, it's a one-sided coin for them. The one thing that is absolutely obvious to anybody who's looking at it with clear eyes is that it's unconstitutional. There people who have been detained for January 6th events, and I won't call it an insurrection because it wasn't, have been denied due process. They've been denied a timely execution of the due process, timely execution of their trials. Mm-hmm. It's been over 100 days. Some people haven't even been arraigned yet.
Nope.
When lawyers do get to see their clients, they are not provided the opportunity to have attorney-client privilege because they meet in the open. So there are so many things constitutionally wrong with how those being detained because they were in Washington D.C. How they're being treated. It's incredible. It's more akin to being held at Gitmo than it is in a jail in the United States of America. That said, what you said is absolutely correct. You want the insurrections? The insurrections are happening in Portland, where they're attacking federal buildings.
Yep.
Attacking police headquarters in Minneapolis, shooting and accosting the law enforcement in New York, Chicago, and L.A. That's where the true insurrections are happening. You can't have a chop zone or that says you're leaving the United States of America. That, by definition, is an insurrection, not what happened at the Capitol.
Yeah, and the thing of it is okay, and I'm not trying to make it sound like as if I'm tooting anybody's horn here, but the fact of the matter is, so you've got 500 people arrested, and the majority of them are still being held, and they're being charged with insurrection. They weren't the insurrectionists.
Well, I gotta take issue with that. No one has been charged with insurrection, period.
Well, that's what Nancy wants them charged with.
Yeah, she would love to have charged with that, but that's the DOJ came out point blank, and no one has been charged with insurrection. Conspiracy, assault, but insurrection has not been a charge that's been made to anybody who's actually had their day in court yet. So as much as the leftists on Capitol Hill want to say that this was a giant insurrection, there's no evidence pointing to it being an insurrection. Otherwise, those charges would have been flying.
Yeah, Nancy has mentioned it several times in her speeches.
Oh, yeah. And the armed thing is absolutely ridiculous. The FBI has already admitted in congressional testimony that not one weapon was found.
Armed with what, a flagpole?
A flag
on a pole? What, that?
Yeah.
That's an arm?
Wouldn't be anything that had to do with something that in a court of law you would call a weapon.
And again, they found weapons with the Antifa and the BLM folks. They found weapons. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, hold that thought. And folks, hold that thought, Frank. And folks, Eric is pointing out that there's 14,000 hours of unseen videotape that the FBI is currently trying to use to track down the people and charge them with whatever the charges are they're going to get charged with. So there's more people they're looking for. They just don't know exactly who they are yet. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. I'll tell you what, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast and Midwest, and all the way out as far as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You cannot beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, all the accessories you could dream of. Now, trade-ins are worth a fortune right now. They're up about 21% of what they were about 3 months ago, and they're commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage. By the way, if you want to trade in your vehicle or sell your vehicle, they'll buy it from you, and you can upgrade your ride right now, because you just might have enough to have an extra money in your pocket that you can not only make the down payment, but have money you didn't know you were going to have to begin with. Now remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. Whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their motto. And don't forget to check out the Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save even more money when you show up. Alrighty, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com website. Mr. Frank, we were talking during the break, and we were talking about the fact that people probably don't know about the cell phone aspect to all of this, and this could come back to bite some folks clearly in the butt. Tell us about this.
Well, I hope it does come back to bite some people in the butt, because it's wholly unconstitutional. If you were in Washington, D.C., anywhere in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, your cell phone has been pinged and identified as being in the District of Columbia. That requires, for the Constitution, probable cause, because they have, reaching out and touching the location on your cell phone and knowing who you are because of that, they have executed a search within something that is protected, that needs a warrant. And unless you've been served with a warrant for access to your phone, and they've taken information from your phone, even if it's as cursory as the location of your phone, they violated the law. You know, so I don't, this administration, this Department of Justice is drunk with power, mm-hmm. and they just seem to be ignoring the Bill of Rights whenever they choose to do something because they choose to do it.
Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. And people need to know this, because I know a lot of people are saying, you know, well, I was there, but I didn't do anything or this, that, and the other. Don't. I mean, for God's sakes, you got to make sure now, because they were pinging your phone. They were doing all sorts of little things you don't even know about. And you might be somewhere where they're going to go, aha, and they're trying to identify you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't just compile. The Department of Justice isn't free to just compile data on people without probable cause. That's the big thing here. There's been no due process for gathering that data. You know, and again, whether it's just the location of your phone, that's your information. They don't have a general right to it just because they want to find out. It's like a local law enforcement officer just running license plates because it feels like running license plates.
And
you can't do that.
And I want to say good morning to the chat room group. We got Eric and Seminole, George, the Godfather. Good morning to you guys. And George just pointed out, don't forget the bank records either.
Yeah. They're looking at what you did with your credit cards while you were there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that requires you being notified that you're being searched. This is constitutional protected stuff. Mm-hmm. It's protected, and they're just acting as if it doesn't matter because it was like an act of war. That's why Nancy Pelosi keeps saying insurrection, although no one has been charged with that.
Well, you know, we talked about this a little bit on Friday, and we could have talked about it for another hour, so I'm going to get into it again with you. You wrote an article, and I saw it again over the weekend, to kill Marxism in America, we need to empower the states with our state sovereignty or the Tenth Amendment.
Yeah, the Tenth Amendment leads into it. That's the basis for everything, but there are two aspects of what states can do to rein in this spendthrift, unconstitutional, totalitarian federal government we're experiencing right now. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, it's time the federal government gets put back on its heels anyway, because they've usurped the power that was supposed to be vested with them in the formation of the Constitution with the covenant that we have between the people and government that document creates.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to take away the ability of the federal government to cause pain, to cause punitive pain on a state. And then we have to fully embrace the nullification of unconstitutional laws and unfunded federal mandates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't have turtle tunnels anymore. We can't afford our federal government. They are spending us into non-existence. You know, have you ever heard ever of a federal program, well, we're just going to take money away from that now.
Yeah.
We're going to get rid of some laws on the books. You know, I mean that's a rarity. That's something that should make headlines if the federal government doesn't spend on something. That's all they do is spend. Mm-hmm. We are so far in debt. But, I mean, the national debt is just, it is exploded within the last 20 years. So it's time. And states with governors like ours, like Ron DeSantis, the Greg Abbott in Texas, Christy Noem up in South Dakota. They've actually got the spines to do something like this.
Sure.
To get some very thoughtful legal minds to craft legislation that takes away the federal government's ability to exact pain on a state for nullifying federal law, because that's going to take some intestinal fortitude. You nullify a federal law, they're going to take it to the federal courts. The federal courts are going to back up the federal government. You have to be able to say, don't care, we're invoking nullification because you've overstepped your constitutional bounds and violated the 10th Amendment.
Mm, that's true. And the other thing is that when it comes to violation, 10th Amendment being one of them, it comes to overall spending. How can you continue to spend money you don't have?
No, they turn around and say, well, we'll just, the Federal Reserve, which really isn't the government, and it's not.
Nope.
The Federal Reserve banks are an organization of federal banks from coast to coast that are outside the government. It's like a public-private partnership almost. They just say, well, okay, well, you spent too much. If we really need to worry about it, we can print more. And that's why we have inflationary and deflationary and recession problems here in the United States, because the federal banks and the federal government in cahoots manipulate the value of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, you can't keep printing money for political purposes, where you're literally bribing people for votes. That's exactly what the Biden administration has been doing with all of the spending under the guise of COVID relief.
Look at California right now. He's trying to do it. The governor out there is trying to do it to win an election.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what they do on a grander scale. On every 4 years, every 2 years, if you're in Congress, if you vote me in, I'll make sure that we get this. Well, everything costs money. You know, you never hear a politician say, if you vote me in, I'll make sure that we don't get anything because, well, we don't have the money to actually spend on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have the money. We're in debt. We're a debtor nation. You know, we're a consumer nation, but our government is a debtor nation. We didn't sign up for that. And all of these safety net, programs, all of the special interest spending, but you really have to contort the Constitution to find justification for any of it.
Mm. By the way, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, good. Frank's going to stick around, folks, and we're going to be right back right after we take this 3-minute break, which is how long the breaks are. And when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. By the way, we're going to talk about the squad again. They just can't seem to get it through their heads that we don't want to hear about it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel's parliament voted narrowly to approve a new government Sunday, with Naftali Bennett becoming the new prime minister, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12 years in office. With many disruptions during the first address to the Knesset, Mr. Bennett's translator during one of the outbursts.
Government designate on behalf of this whole house and on the name of the citizens of all the city of Israel. Member of Knesset, please get him out of the hall. Please remove him from the hall immediately. Please remove him from the hall. Vote stealer.
Mr. Netanyahu sat quietly during the disruptions and predicted, "We'll be back." Americans Michael Taylor and Peter Taylor pled guilty in a Tokyo court Monday to helping former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn escape Japan in a box aboard a plane in 2019. The Taylors face up to 3 years in prison. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia right about now. She's out there in the horse stable with her husband Don, and they're getting things all taken care of for the daily routine, if you will. So howdy, howdy to them. Up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to all the boys and girls stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. And let me tell you something. I got the MyPillow topper over the weekend. I was doing the gun show up in Brooksville on Saturday. When I got home, I had the topper there. So I put it up on the mattress and, relaxed to watch a little TV. And I was thinking I was going to watch the hockey game or something, baseball, whatever it was I was going to watch. Next thing I know, I wake up at 8:30 Sunday morning. You talk about comfortable. Holy smokes. So, I'm telling you. So, I'll tell you what. Go to MyPillow.com. Take a look at what you want to take a look at. Where it says promo code, enter the word CAPTAIN. Very simple. And you'll get your stuff and get the discount, too. Alrighty. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com website. Back with us. Yes, sir, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I'll tell you what. We need, and by the way, the guys in the chat room, they're right on it right now, because we're going to talk about this one, George, and thanks. We need to get back in the mix with the school boards and with the local elections starting right now this year. City council, town council, state rep, whatever, they're all up this year, some of them. And then, of course, you got maybe one or two congressional seats in the mix. because of special elections. I don't know where they're at. Doesn't really matter at this point. But we have got to take control of our school boards if we expect to get anywhere with this CRT nonsense at school because of what Joy Reid said over the weekend. I got to mention it, and we already had this discussion. But listen to this. Joy Reid said that the students aren't going to be able to learn about the 1619 theory, and they're going to be taught some kind of Confederate race theory instead. What a freaking moron.
There is, in my opinion, there isn't a more overt racist on television today than Joy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
She gives Ibrahim X. Kendi a run for his money, and he's pretty damn racist because coming from being one of the crafters of critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
How MSNBC isn't being sued for hate speech or any time a white person is on her program, I don't know how they're getting away with that, because she's caustic, she's overtly racist. Almost to the point of being militant. We absolutely have to re-engage with being engaged with our school boards, along the lines of the way people are doing it in Loudoun County, Virginia. Bravo to the parents in Loudoun County, Virginia. They have had to fight the very good fight in order to push back against critical race theory in that school system, and they're succeeding. These school boards, remember, they are independent taxing bodies. So it doesn't matter whether you have a child in school or not. You pay money
mm-hmm.
every time your tax bill comes
yep.
to the school district. So you have a voice in what's being taught there. Again, whether you've got a kid or not in school. And if you don't believe that critical race theory should be taught to the next generation of leaders coming up in the school systems, you have the right to go to these school board meetings and voice your opinion. And I urge you to do so, because the education system, having been captured by the far left, the Marxist left in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, that was in the charter of the progressive movement the turn of the 20th century is capture the media, capture the education system. And they have. And now that they've taken the progressive mask off and we realize they've been Marxists the whole time,
right.
We realize that this has been the incremental march that Marxism has been trying to make against capitalism and the destruction of the United States for over 100 years. So we need to get involved. We should be ashamed that we haven't been involved in our school boards to a greater extent over the years, because we kind of allowed this to happen.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, and Eric just said, Confederate race theory, you mean the one that's been taught by Democrats in the past? Well, nope, still is, Eric, still is.
Well, you know, this idea that they teach racism in schools and it's always been that way for years and years and years is a false flag narrative.
It's nuts.
I went to school in the United States of America. I went to the school in the suburbs of Chicago.
Yep.
And we learned about the evils of slavery.
You bet.
And the evils of racism and how we strive to be a more perfect nation.
Mm-hmm.
That no one has a perfect nation,
yep.
but our goal is to strive for it.
Mm-hmm. And we were on the northern end of the Underground Railroad. Remember that?
Yeah. This idea that because you're white, you don't understand what slavery is. Do you know that slavery still happens all over the world, people?
Sure.
Do you know that actual slavery happens all over the world, especially in the Middle East?
Yep.
You have it over
Africa.
In Asia,
Africa.
Mm-hmm. You've got some instances of it down in South America. So while you've got these chest thumpers here in the United States who want to talk about how awful slavery was and that they're still feeling the pains of over 100 years ago, you want to do some good in the world? Start putting that effort towards actually freeing people who still exist in slavery. Then let's talk about how we look at slavery historically, because that's mm-hmm. the argument that the radical left is making here. We need to feel pain for the historical existence of slavery, ignoring the real slavery that's happening all over the world.
Mm-hmm. And that was part of what we were doing when we were in Africa full-time going after Boko Haram because of what they've done.
Absolutely. I mean, you when you understand the Islamo-fascist culture, and Boko Haram is they are an Islamo-fascist terror group centered in Africa. When you understand the Islamo-fascist dogma, you realize that slavery is something that isn't so bad in that culture. Women are considered worth half that of a man, and they're possessions of the men that they're related to.
Yeah.
You know, if you are not of certain tribes over there, they keep slaves over there, human slaves.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
So this idea that the egregious systemic racism is so rampant in the United States that it's the number one threat to the nation, that is an egregious political ploy, and everybody should be pushing back on that. I don't care what political party you are.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've been on such a roll here, I need to throw this in here. Texas is proposing a new bill, but this ought to be in every state of the country and certainly in Washington, D.C., to ban the Chinese Communist Party from owning any land in Texas or the United States of America.
Absolutely. The fact that we allow foreign entities or foreign-backed entities to own soil in the United States is ridiculous. And the reason this came about is because a Chinese energy company was gobbling up land in Texas. And the Chinese company is directly related to the communist Chinese government. So what would keep the communist Chinese government from manipulating their currency and just buying all the land they can in the United States, including national parks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what would keep them to do that? They wouldn't have to fire a shot. They'd just come over here and buy all the land they can, and all of a sudden they're landowners, and they get to have a say in things. Stakeholder capitalism—that's what they like to push. That's what the Great Reset is all about. Stakeholder capitalism. You know, that's you want the greatest threat to the United States today? It's not white supremacy. It's not climate change. It's not systemic racism. It's the globalism of the Great Reset being hawked by the World Economic Forum that is trying to instill the communist Chinese economic system around the world in stakeholder capitalism. And then that's why that bill in Texas is really, really important. I'd like to see it passed in all 50 states.
I'd like to see it passed here in Florida, too, because it seems to be Florida and Texas are the two leaders in all of this.
Well, it's the two states with governors that have spines.
Yep.
I'll throw in Kristi Noem from South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and those three should get together and have a weekend and talk some things out and get cohesive on things, because they're going to be the people that save the country.
Yeah, and Georgia's saying they own 30 million acres in Oklahoma. I thought it was Texas where they owned all that land.
They own in Texas and Oklahoma and California, too.
All right, well, here comes the music. We'll talk to you on Friday, and thanks for sticking around, and I think we enlightened a whole bunch of people.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, thank you, Frank. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Check out the website. Check out the things he has over there. You'll be glad you did, and I'll be right back with the Sports Zone guy, Patrick Hyland.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, a conversation with Patrick Hyland, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Spines and Decor. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, down there in Sarasota. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will do installation. They will do on-site cleaning, and they will do parts and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or just give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Save you a bunch of money. All right, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Sports Zone, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and appreciate being on the show as always. Beautiful Monday morning here in the great U.S. of A. Great race yesterday. Larson wins NASCAR, the All-Star Race. Pockets $1 million. Not a bad payday, Captain.
No, and he's on a roll here lately. That's good. I'm glad to see it. He's a fine young man.
Cal State people, a lot of good racing. Good quality young men who are patriots. America, a lot of them, and that's what we like to
now,
see.
Now, I gotta mention, since my favorite sport besides football is baseball, that all of a sudden, here we go again, Tampa Bay Rays just win, baby, just win.
They find a way, Captain. If you look at their roster from 1 to 25, you go, man, any superstars? No, but boy, that's pretty dang good. 25 guys that work together and make it happen and know their roles, know their place.
They are a team. And the thing that people forget about is you have a team that plays the sport, not an individual. Maybe you've got one guy that's a little bit better than the rest, but you all work together, and that's how you win the game or anything in life.
Yes, indeed, and that's the way. A lot to be learned from sports, Captain, in this wonderful world of ours. Teamwork, working with your fellow men, showing respect. I mean, that's what it's all about. It should be. Talk a little tennis for the tennis fans out there. Djokovic came back. He was two sets down. Looked like he wasn't going to win the French Open, and he found a way to dig deep and win. So I want to give him full credit for that.
Yep.
Sad news, well, if you're a Tampa Bay Lightning fan, if you're a New York Islander fan, you loved it. Lightning weren't prepared for the Islanders' attack. The Islanders, really, you're playing to beat Boston, to beat Tampa Bay. I've got to give the Islanders some credit. But they'll rebound tomorrow, hopefully. Tampa Bay Lightning will play the Islanders tomorrow night, and it should be an exciting game, I would say. I don't want to say must win, but to lose two in your own home would not be a good start for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Not at all. Not at all. So maybe they'll do better.
Yes, sir. And I'm really curious to see how Montreal is going to play. They're playing well. I was figuring it was going to be a Montreal and Tampa Bay, I don't know. I mean, we're going to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
go ahead.
Let's talk a little football because
yes, sir.
Le'Veon Bell, former All-Pro running back, Le'Veon Bell said he wasn't happy during his stint with the Kansas City Chiefs last year, and he said, "I'll never play for Andy Reid again. I'd retire first."
One of the best coaches in the National Football League, and he's going to run his mouth. He ran his mouth. He got kicked out of Pittsburgh, sat out. Then he went to the game, didn't do anything. And he tries to give him a shot, and then that's how he shows his appreciation. I tell you, amazing. I'm sure somebody will pick him up to see if he has a little gas left in his tank. His running backs go down to the NFL real quick. It's a tough position.
What's the latest on Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, still up in the air if he's come back to Green Bay or not. Murphy, the GM's trying to make it right and to make him happy. But I don't know. Hopefully it can be fixed and move forward because I think the guy has 2 to 3.
Well, I keep hearing Denver.
Yeah, probably would love to have him, trying to create a Peyton Manning scenario again in Denver and win the Super Bowl that way.
You want to take a call?
Sure, let's see what they have to say.
All right, good morning, caller. What's your name, where are you calling from, and what's your question for the Sports Zone quarterback?
Mr. Captain, Mr. Frank, good morning, sir.
Go ahead.
All right, so we in Atlanta, we are super jealous of our friends down south. You not only have one of the most exciting baseball teams in baseball, you've got one of the most exciting football teams in football. But that, man, that Vasilevsky that you have in playing goalie for the Tampa Bay Lightning is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So we only wish that we had a quarter of what you guys have down there in Tampa. Please pray for the Atlanta sports community. We could use it.
Tampa Bay. All right. Thank you very much, my friend. All right. Yeah, I know what he's talking about. At one time, Atlanta was the sports hub of the South.
It really was. You had the Falcons, and you had the Hawks. And they're still there, but they're just not banging it out like they used to, Captain. And then also they had the hockey team there in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
The Flames came from Calgary to Atlanta, and mm-hmm. I thought it would take hold there, but it didn't. And, that's it up there. I'm surprised not more. The Braves, though, still are a fan favorite up there. The Braves will be competitive this year. They're always in the hunt, so... But we'll see what happens with the Falcons. They lost to Leo Jones to the Tennessee Titans. So, we've got a lot of support up there in Atlanta, Captain, for
Well, what I'm wondering is if they'll ever finally wake up and realize that you've got to put the screws to some of this money that's being paid to these athletes. I mean, really. I mean, they're really ridiculous for the salaries.
Yeah, I just don't want to grudge anybody getting paid captain or making their money. But, boy, I don't like it when it gets transferred to the before he play game. But the young man made a good point, too. Vasilevsky's probably the best goalie in hockey right now, no question about it. It's top three. I'm very little speaking of money. Last but not least, the college playoff. They want to go to 12 teams. I knew it was going to come to it.
Yeah.
It should be 8. But, you know, what's really sad, Captain, you just talked about money. The reason they're doing it is for the money. And Tony Kornheiser of ESPN brought that up. Hopefully he's not going to get in trouble for telling the truth and saying, hey, ESPN, you want this because of the money. Let's tell it like it is.
Yeah.
It will generate revenue. And that's okay. I wouldn't mind 8. I don't know if 9 to 12 can compete with the 1 to 4 best teams, but thanks, Captain.
Got to run. We'll talk to you soon on Friday if I don't see you tomorrow, Tuesday.
Sounds great, Captain. God bless and have a wonderful day. Thank you.
All righty. And, Flip, I hear you, and I don't know what to tell you, but that's a landline. So there you go. But anyway, it is what it is. So let's tell you what... our buddy Patrick Hyland does, and here's more about him right now.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and don't forget, today, folks, is Flag Day, June the 14th. Now, not only is it Flag Day, it's the United States Army's birthday. And not only is it that, it's also the birthday of the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump. Think about that. Three things going on today. And let's see. Here's something from Therese. Therese says, as we spoke about slavery all over the world due to the Biden administration, we now have slavery again in the United States coming through the border called human trafficking with the cartels in charge. Yes, that's true. That's true. The human trafficking to the cartels. And by the way, MS-13 is reportedly involved in a lot of that stuff too. And that's another bunch that we don't really want to have anything to do with if we can. And thank you very much, Therese, for the comments. We try to read the comments when you get them. And here comes the music in my ear, so that means I gotta go. I gotta go, go, go. But I'll tell you what, we'll see you all tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, today, this afternoon, I'll be the guest host on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from 4 to 5 p.m. Go to armedamericanradio.org to find out where the station is closest to you that'll play it, or you can hear the show there. I'll see you later. God bless America. Take care. Happy Flag Day. Happy birthday, President Trump.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.